A 17-year-old LaPine High School student is released from police custody after being arrested yesterday for threatening messages on a social media site. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on the alarming incident.
A teacher learned about the threats from a former student early Monday morning after seeing them on a site. Authorities were notified and the boy was taken into custody before school even started. Lieutenant Kevin Disney with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office describes what the message said.
At this time, there was threats of harming individuals at the school, anybody and everybody. It wasn't necessarily students in particular or staff in particular. It was just randomly to an intent to harm people.
The 17-year-old was taken to a juvenile detention facility on disorderly conduct charges, but has since been released. He has a court appearance later this month. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The Oregon Housing Agency has approved tax credits and a rare off-cycle grant to help a LaPine affordable housing project. The project provides housing for low-income and homeless people ages 55 and older. An article in the Bulletin says the project will cost as much as $5 million and will add another 26 units to the existing Little Deschutes Lodge. Pacific Crest Affordable Housing completed the original project in early 2010. The company's Rob Roy says the expansion was made necessary by need in South County. The city of Bend's lodging tax revenue dropped about 2% in January to just over $150,000. Visit Bend says it's the second straight month with a year-over-year decline in transient room taxes. Collections in December were down 6% over December of 2010. An article in the Bulletin says that breaks a string of 22 straight months with year-over-year increases in room tax collections. Ron Ross with Compass Commercial believes that the residential real estate market in Bend may be at its most attractive level, the most attractive level he's seen in his lifetime anyway. He says he believes we're near a bottom and that historically low interest rates make buying a home a good idea. As for foreclosures, he says we'll see some continue to hit the market.
I'm not saying that the foreclosures are over at all. That's not what I'm saying. I think my guess is we're about two-thirds the way through that process. So the worst is behind us, but we will still have foreclosures coming through the system for a number of years to come. Not to the extent that we've seen, but they'll be there.
Ross also says these foreclosures are not necessarily bringing prices down because banks are still trying to get market value or even more for foreclosed homes. The Oregon Lottery. It's more than fun and games. They're serious about problem gambling. Here's the lottery's Chuck Bauman.
We want people to know that treatment is available. There are counselors available who can help them recognize and eliminate that problem or get a handle on that.
A portion of the money from lottery games helps run those treatment and support programs around the state. Bauman adds that this is Problem Gambling Awareness Week, and they typically see a spike in calls to their helpline this time of year. That helpline, by the way, is 877-MY-LIMIT. The Oregon legislature ends its first annual session after reaching agreement on various bills. Those bills include an education reform bill pushed by Governor John Kitzhaber and one providing added protections against foreclosures. Lawmakers also passed a measure to rebalance the state budget. That measure maintains school funding, keeps all prisons open, and avoids layoffs of Oregon State Police detectives. The session ended 5 days after lawmakers originally wanted it to end, but a day short of its constitutionally mandated 35-day deadline. Well, tax season always brings some scams. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch has more on the latest one trying to separate you from your money.
The scam works like this. Someone contacts you by internet or with a brochure promising you the American Opportunity Tax Credit for going to college.
These promoters are charging victims $500 for a $1,000 tax credit that's bogus, that's not real.
The con artists are targeting low-income people or members of churches promising the credit even if they never went to college.
If it sounds too good to be true, then it is.
Richard Panic with the IRS says be skeptical of anyone promising a bigger refund if you agree to split some of it with them. This latest scam has not yet appeared in Oregon or Washington, but has in California. Jeff Kirsch, Portland.
And Ben's Target store is undergoing an extensive renovation. It started right after Christmas and will wrap up in a couple of weeks. The store has upgraded the facility with new shelves, carpeting, and paint, and is adding groceries. They've also improved the store's layout to be more like other Target stores. Teresa Daly is the manager of Ben's Target.
Very exciting time, I think, for our town to get some other options. Our grocery prices are typically lower than you'll find elsewhere. In addition, we offer like some really great coupons and such that will be coming out.
The Bend store plans to hold a grand reopening on Sunday, March 25th. It is open in the meantime. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com, and we will get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes your way at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.